Okay. I'd like to say thank you to the sound persons back there. I'm here to give you a hard time. I have a natural gain that sometimes is peaks, and so if it's just a little bit loud, don't fault them. Okay, I'll try to scale it back a bit, okay? It's good to be in Terrace Pentecostal today. We bring greetings from Waps Naguadam to you, our mother church. And God is faithful, right? God is faithful. Title of the message this morning, Just Live by Faith. And taken from Habakkuk 2:4. Many of us may know that text, Habakkuk 2:4. And we only know the last part of that verse. And the last part of the verse says this, the just shall live by faith. Some other translation says the righteous will live by faith. Today we're going to be challenged in our faith from the Word of God. And our faith needs to be only in the Word of God. We have faith in many things. We live in a world where there are many things that we could put our confidence in. When we get into our vehicle and we turn the key, we have faith that the ignition will start and the engine will run. And it will get us from here to there and back again. That's always nice to have confidence in a vehicle can do that. How many have ever had a vehicle that didn't do that? Yeah, okay. There you go. I thought we were all in the same boat. Let's look to the text. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by faith. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you that you are faithful to your word. We thank you, God, that you give us the privilege to hear your word this day. Now I pray, Father God, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit to rest in this house, to begin to rest on each of us, God, that you would give us a spirit to receive, that, God, we would let go of the things that have cluttered our day already, and, God, we would concentrate, we'd focus on you and what you have to say to us this day. Speak through me, your servant, that, God, you would anoint me of your spirit, that what I say would be of you. God, we give you glory and praise and thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Behold, says in the old King James, Habakkuk 2:4, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. The just shall live by faith. There are many things in our life, many things in our life that will cause us to ponder, to question. Perplexities come and we say, God, I thought you loved me. God, I thought you cared. God, can't you hear? We can ask and we can pray and we can have confidence that God will hear us, but when the answer doesn't come when we expect it to, or when we know that it is pertinent, that it is important, that it is time constraints are on it, God, I need to hear from you. And we tend to, in our prayer, maybe I shouldn't say we tend because you guys don't do this right, okay? It's human nature, let me put it that way. It's human nature to even control God. Put parameters on God and say, God, this is what needs to happen. And we preconceive what the answer should be. And we call it prayer. We must watch against temptations to be impatient. When we poured out our complaints and our requests before God, we must observe the answer God gives by his word, his spirit, and his providences. God is in control of all things. What will the Lord say of our case? God will not disappoint the believing expectations of those who wait to hear what he will say unto them. All our concerns in the truths of God's word. Though the promised favor be deferred long. God, hello, are you sleeping? Remember the question of Elijah to the prophets of Baal? Well, maybe he's just taking a nap. Maybe he's resting. He's had a hard day. You know, you 450 prophets are just badgering him all day. You're nagging him. Just let it go. Right? That's what Elijah basically was saying. He's taunting them. Where's your God now? Because it was the God that would answer by fire was the God that would be declared the God of Israel. We know how the story ends, right? Fire came down, consumed the sacrifice, the altar, and even lapped up the water. God knows how to respond. And God always responds appropriately. Whether we like the answer or not, God always responds appropriately. All are concerned in the truths of God's word. Through the promised favor, it's left there a long time. We say, okay, God, hello. It'll come at last and abundantly reward us for waiting. The humble, brokenhearted, repenting sinners say, God, I thank you. We heard our brother, even in Spanish, declare it. I am thankful for my salvation. It's okay to say amen, right? Maybe it's, I don't know. It's got a little bit, get a little bit closer to you. God's given us challenge. God's given us challenge today, and God's going to begin to speak to us this morning from the book of Habakkuk, a message that he spoke to not the children of Israel necessarily, but he spoke even to the Chaldeans. These are the people that would come and they would hold God's people captive. Hold God's people captive. And he spoke to them this. He says, your confidence is in yourself. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. How does that apply to me today? I'm not a captor of a foreign nation. I'm not in the context of holding somebody else in bondage. We need to know that the word of God is for us. Three little chapters that are titled Habakkuk, a little tiny book that has been separated in the canon of scripture that we know now. We need to know that it, because it's in the word of God, it's God's truth for us today. Can you repeat that, please? There we go. I was a bit intimidated, always a bit intimidated talking in the context of this because I'm just a hick preacher. There we go. I knew I could get one. Come on, son. Yes. I didn't know how to dress. I'm dressed very uncomfortably. This thing around my neck is squeezing. Thank you, Louise. Appreciate that. God's given us a challenge, and it begins this way. For point number one. All of that was just introduction. I still have about 20 minutes. Something like that. Okay. So we'll get through these. We're going to hang on tight. You better hang on tight because we're going to go fast, okay? You need to listen with both ears. Okay. Habakkuk 2:1 says this, stand on guard. Right? And the Lord answered me. Sorry, I will, chapter 2, verse 1. He said, I will take my stand at my watchpost and to station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me. Wow. This guy's messed up. How many know that you hear with your ears and not your eyes? Right? But when we want to hear from God, we need to listen with our eyes open. Because God's going to say something that's going to begin to transform us. That's going to begin to challenge our faith. That's going to stretch us beyond where we think it is even possible. God's going to bring us to a place where we're going to say, get ready. Sorry, sound man. There we go. Be on guard. Hold on. I'm about to do something that's going to stretch you so far you think you're going to snap. You know what faith does? It makes us elastic. Can you stand up for a moment? How flexible are you? Ooh, he's pretty flexible. There we go. Yeah. Okay? I'm thankful for flexible brothers. You squeeze him like this and his ribs just go. Yeah. There we go. Thank you, sir. This is what faith does. Faith causes what we think is impossible to stretch us to the point where we think we're going to snap. Oh, here comes somebody who wants to get stretched. Come on, son. Yeah, you could do it, Titus. You the man. There we go. Oh. Dad, I'm protecting you. What's that guy doing to you? He said, be on your guard. I'm going to position myself in a place where I can see what God's going to say. You hearing it? God, I need to see what you're going to say. I need to see what you're going to say. Today, was reference was made to, we live in a day of technology. Sometimes technology is a hindrance to our faith. It's a hindrance to our faith. I wear a phone that has 4 email addresses linked to it. So about every hour, I got about 45 different emails that are coming into my phone. Distracting me. Distracting me. I'll get up early in the morning and I'll read with an audio Bible playing so I can hear it twice. Who is that? Hear it twice. Once as I look at it. Once as I listen to it. Well, I guess I hear it 3 times because then God begins to download things into me. But an audio Bible that has been, all of its links to the internet and everything else have been turned off. So I have no distractions. I need to position myself. We need to position ourselves in a place where we can see what God is going to do. Where we can see what God is going to do. How do we know what God is going to do? Because God spoke it. God's already declared it. God has already declared it. There are things that are going to begin to happen in this city. You hear me well. Things that are going to begin to happen in this city that are going to stretch you so far that you're going to get to the place, you're going to be at the brink where you're ready to give up on God, and God's going to come through. Stretch you in your faith and challenge you. Wow. You still okay? I'm fine. Okay. Ezekiel 3:17, we read what Ezekiel said. Oh, sometimes these things, I don't know. Son of man, I have appointed you. Ezekiel 3:17. Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. Well, you ready to see what God's going to do? You ready to see what God's going to say? Let's begin to mesh our senses so that it doesn't matter whether it's something we see or something we hear. We know God is at hand. God is about to do something. God is going to break through in a situation. Standing as a sentinel on a city wall, Habakkuk prepared to wait for God's answer and to ponder his reply. Can we believe God's promise? Can we believe God's promise? Can we believe God's word? One of the greatest hindrances to faith is our own laziness. Oh, I said that out loud. Whoops, I'm sorry. Sorry, Pastor. It's our own laziness. It's our own laziness. I say lazy in this way, but oh, I'm not lazy. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work at 7, and I stay till 7 in the evening. No, you're not lazy. You're just distracted. If your day starts at 7, your time with God should start at 3. Uh-oh. I'm messing with things now, aren't I? I know what it is to have a work week. I do. Uh-oh, yeah, I know. There we go. How appropriate. Uh-oh, here it comes. Now. Many of you know that I'm bi or tri-vocational, whatever it happens to be. Whether I'm planting a church or I'm pastoring a church or I'm driving a school bus or something like that, right? I love driving people around the bend. I do it all the time. It means I need to get up earlier. I need to get up earlier. Why? Not so I can have a good breakfast. I need to get up earlier so I can read the Word of God. I need to hear. This is my own personal way. I need to hear from God before I start my day. So I'll get up early and I'll read the Word of God. And I'll let God download into me. Why? Because He's taken me to the city wall. And that day, the things that He speaks to me. So many times we get selfish with what God has to say. God, why did you speak that into my life? God, I already know that. Read on. Ezekiel 33:6 says this, that we're to speak the word. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet and the people are not warned and the sword comes and takes a person from them, if he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Wow. What is God saying to you? What has God spoken? What is the word of God that God has said to you today? I'm not talking about a sermon where some preacher's standing up there waving a stick and spitting on you. What has God said to you today? What has God said to you today? Have we heard the voice of God? Have we heard the voice of God? Have we seen the voice of God? That spit was for free, sir. There we go. Well, we cannot hold back. The word is our watchman. The word is our watchman, the guard of our soul. The word not only is in our hand, it is also in our heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend him. Those three verses all come from Psalm 119. Right? You want some homework? Memorize Psalm 119. It'll do you good. It'll make you fall in love with the word of God. Record the vision. Wow. Second thing he says, record the vision. Habakkuk was to record the vision to preserve it for posterity. Record the vision because sometimes God speaks things. Remember Daniel? He said, write this down for a time or for an age that is yet to come. Wow. Sometimes God gives us something and he says, now sit on it. Stop. Listen. Wait for a moment. When I'm ready, I will give you the time. I'll give you the place. Well, Webster Gladham came about on April 15th, right here in this place. Our first service, April 15th, 2003. You know when God first spoke that to me? It was in June of 1990. June 1990, he said, I want you to go to Terrace and I want you to plant a church and this is what you're going to call it. He named it. He spoke to me in Gitsan at that time. He said, Wilson Aguad. I said, okay, fine. I'll go do that. I come here and I'm not wanting to be offensive. I said, I know us Gitsans, we say Wilson Aguad, but what are we going to call this? Consulting with elders in Calum. He said, it's called Wilson Aguad. Oh. 13 years. But 13 years it was stirring in my heart, stirring in our heart. Star and I were praying and looking forward to something when it would be. But we knew we had to wait. Knew we had to wait. God's appointed time. God's appointed time. We need to record the vision. We need to write it down. We need to hear what God is saying. I can encourage you to journal. Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning. Get a pen, get a paper. If you want to go high tech, get your tablet out. Go to your notes app and start typing it out, writing it down. Okay? Why? Because oftentimes at 5 o'clock in the morning before you had a cup of coffee, you know what? I encourage you to do this. I encourage you to read the Word of God before you've been intoxicated with caffeine. Okay? Caffeine sometimes going to slide you off someplace else. God, I need to hear from you. Discipline ourselves. We need to discipline ourselves. That Word is priority. What's going to build my faith? Just live by faith. Wow. You okay with me, Salman? It's better that I twist this out here like this, right? Is that you okay? No, it's better if I put it like this there. Okay, I just don't want to mess you up. Is everybody still hearing me okay? Okay. I know I got my own personal gain. It works. The eternal word, what God has spoken, can we believe his word? Yes. The prophecy had lasting relevance. It needed to be preserved. Although a period of time would occur before its fulfillment, all were to know that it would occur. It would occur at God's recommended time. God's recommended time. God's appointed time. We as believers are so temporal. Right? We're so temporal. It'll be 20 years. My right foot was severed. The bone was severed from where it belonged and was dangling by sinew and flesh and muscle. Kind of a graphic thing, yeah. Doctors took bone from my hip and figured that they can put it into my foot and it would make a foot, but no. Only God could take bone and make something beautiful, right? You'll get it later, yes. Okay. 20 years. 20 years going through this. 20 years. My wife having to suffer with a husband infirm. Come on, ladies. You know what I'm talking about. Men know how to whine, right? Whine. 20 years. My prayer is, thank you, God. I have a foot. I know you can fix it. This last, December. Went through several tests. They gave me so much radiation, I was glowing. I made a trip following all my radiation, and I was setting off alarms, and they were not only swabbing my bags, but they were swabbing me. You appear to have a bomb, sir. Oh, no. Results came back. They said, okay, Dan, you don't have cancer. Because there was all activity going on there. You don't have cancer. No, you don't have an infection in the bone. He says, all you have is advanced osteoarthritis in the joints of your right foot. So all the radiation would go and accumulate around where activity would be happening, the body trying to heal itself. And then the doctor said, it's good news. It's good news. We can't do anything for you. It brought me to a place. This was only Monday of this week. It brought me to a place where I had to put my confidence in none other than God. None other than God. A great place to be. Still got a messed up foot. Yesterday was an ugly day. I'm not talking about the rain. Talking about the pain. God's still faithful, isn't he? Isn't he still Jehovah Rapha? Is he not still our healer? Yes, he is. What are the things that set us back? Because we're temporal. I look at this temporarily. I look at it and I say, yeah, 20 years in the eyes of God doesn't even show up on a timeline. What are the things we're going through today? You almost caught my teeth there, sir. Hold on. Okay. What are the things we're going through today? What is God saying to us? Just live by faith. Wow, faith in not some wimp. Not faith in something superficial. But faith in the Word. Faith in the Word. Why do we need to start our day with the Word? Because our day can only be lived with the Word. Yeah, we could function. We could satisfactory get through something. We'll come through the end of our day. We slump into our chair after our 12 hours of labor and go, oh. Or we can go through our day feeding on the Word of God all day long. Come to the end of our day and we say, God, I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege I had to speak life to somebody. I'm almost out of time, aren't I? Okay, I know. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. That's what Peter said. This word is the good news that was preached to you. His word remains forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word remains forever. The only thing that will stay, the only thing that is permanent, the only thing that is lasting is the Word of God. Wow. We have 1,189 chapters of print. 1,189 chapters of print. You know how many years it's going to take you to read through Scripture if you only read one chapter a day? It's a long time. 1,189 days? Wow. You're looking at 2.5 years. Almost 3 years, right? Well, more than that. 2 years is 715. 4 years. 4 years! And all you did was read one chapter a day. Oh, but there's some chapters in Leviticus that... I could get nothing from. Nothing if you don't want the mercy of God. If you don't want the grace of God. You don't want the justice of God. Skip it. Rip it out. Huh. Sorry for the mess, sir. He said, when you read it, then you got to run. 2 and 3. There needs to be clarity of form. Even the one who runs by it may absorb its meaning. God is not ambiguous. God speaks in poetry, in prose. He gives historical literature. It's all there. He writes letters to a church. He calls it Corinthians. He writes letters to a church. And he calls it Romans. He writes letters to a church and he said, hey, Hebrews. Right? He writes a letter to you and us. You and I. You and us. There we go. I told you I'm a hick preacher. Just us. That's all. Just us here today. There needs to be clarity of content. God's promises are yea and amen. Right? God didn't call us to preach to people. God called us to live the Word of God. That's what He's called us to do. What's going to transform our life is not our mouth. Right? Not our mouth. It's our action. What did Paul challenge the church with? He said, always be ready to give a reason to those that ask for the hope that is in you. Always be ready. What's the hope? I don't know. I didn't read Scripture today. I'm a bully pastor, you know. The congregation, they phoned me up for years. I pandered to whims and did things like that, and then they saw it wasn't going anywhere. God challenged me. He challenged me with loving the Word of God. They phoned me up and said, Pastor, I'm having a really rough day. I stopped them there. I said, what did you read today? I didn't read anything. Okay, phone me back when you read something. We'll discuss what God said to you. Why? I could give counsel that is superficial, that is temporal. God's Word will give counsel that is eternal. I'm making a mess again, aren't they, sir? No, I'm okay. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will it not be? Will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Wow. God contrasts then in verse 4. I know I'm done. The just, the proud. The proud and the just are contrasted. He said, the proud will fail. The proud have an Elmo theology. I can do it. I can do it all by myself, right? No Sesame Street fans in the house? Okay, there we go. There we go. Elmo theology. I don't need God. God's gifted me in so many ways. What do you see the worship team doing? Those that are in ministry that day at the on platform in public ministry, or even in private ministry, back at the booth. What do? They gather here and pray. Why? Because they're reliant upon God. Proud say, can't do it with God. I can do it by myself. The just say, I can't do it without God. I need God. Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. He's quoting Habakkuk. And again in Galatians 3:11. Now no one is justified by the law before God is evident. For the righteous man shall live by faith. Quoting Habakkuk again. Read it also in the book of Hebrews 10:38. But the righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. One last scripture, Hebrews 3:12-14. Take care, my brethren, that there not be in any of you an evil heart, evil unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast to the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. God, I need to live just by faith. Not in Pastor Dan, not in Pastor Lo, not in the denomination that we belong to, but only in the Word of God. Yeah. Be thankful you have a pastor that knows and studies and preaches the Word of God. You come to the house of God, you get something on Sunday, but you're going to be awfully feeble if that's all you depend on. Physically, we don't eat once a day or once a week. We don't even eat once a day. We eat 3 times a day on average. Wow. Now I'm meddling. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that your word from an Old Testament obscure scripture, 3 little chapters, would challenge us so greatly, God. That God, you would give us a text. You would give us a word that would bring us, Father God, to the brink. You'd bring us to the brink. You stretch us, God, that we would see what you say. We know beyond any doubt that we've heard from you, our almighty Savior. Praise you for this in Jesus' name.